our first time talking to Cash Hollister.
Cash Hollister is the guy behind that jump song that you've been hearing, and he is on the phone with us right now. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. How are you doing?
Doing all right. Doing all right. My kids are about to go to school, so it's first day of school.
You're all ready to go.
Ready to roll.
Kick them on out and you're ready.
Yeah.
Dude, so what do you do on the first day of school when they leave?
I rejoice. because it's been 2.5 months of craziness. No, it's a bittersweet, you know, just hanging out with the kids for the summer.
Now, Cash, you can be honest. This is a safe place, okay? You can be honest with us.
They're not going to hear this.
It's fine.
No, but for real, though, like after the kids go back and you're a hip-hop guy, like what are you doing during the day?
What I do is I work at a TV station, actually. And so I just do video stuff, and that's pretty much like my that's what I do when they're not around.
Dude, that's awesome. That's not what I expected to hear from you. So you work in TV.
Mm-hmm.
So how long have you been doing hip-hop?
Pretty much most of my life. Like I would say that I started when I was 9. So, you know, I've been doing it for a while. But as far as seriously, it's probably been about 10 to 12 years.
Man, that is amazing.
And we never caught. Where are you from?
I am from a town called Salina, Kansas.
Ah, nice.
Yeah, population 50,000.
It's small. It's fine.
Yeah.
Hey, dude, look, some people would have said population 5,000, and some people would have said population 500. So
Yeah. Yeah, that's where I'm from.
It's all relative. So, man, talk to us about you're doing TV. That's like your day job. You're doing hip-hop. What do you got coming up here pretty soon? Like, you've got new music? You tour? Yeah. What are you up to?
The plans for this fall, really, we're gonna release a music video to Jump. That's coming down the pike here real soon. And then after that, then I'm releasing a EP. It's called Cash Mob, hashtag Cash Mob. That's pretty much like dedicated to like my fan base and supporters. So that's coming out in the fall, and then we'll see what goes on from there. I would like to go on tour. So if anybody would like to bring me,
is anybody interested? So now for the music video for Jump, have you filmed it yet? Or are you still starting in the beginning stages?
We are. We've written the treatment for it. We're just needing to knock it out. So
well, now you haven't told us what you do in TV. So do you have a bunch of people at work? You can be like, hey guys,
this is when you call in the favor.
Hook us
right,
up.
Right. Yeah. They. I think I got some roles for them.
Oh, that's good. You got some help.
Okay, right on. So, like, do you edit and stuff, or what is it exactly that you do?
Yeah, I do editing. I've been doing that for a while, but mostly, like, I program the channel.
Okay.
And then, like, I do sort of, like, community relations, so I try to get businesses to, you know, to help sponsor the station. So, yeah.
Right on. Man, this guy, Cash Hollister, has many talents.
That's right.
He's a multimedia genius.
Seems like he's bringing in the cash for the job. That's good. Bringing in the sponsors.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, dude? I hope that you're able to work something out for a tour. That sounds exciting. And I can't wait to see the video so we can put that on Radio UTV.
Yes. That's, and I really appreciate you guys for really just bumping the song. Shout out to Lando, who's also on the song as well. It's been good, and being able to correspond with people that listen to the show. So
right on. So Cash Hollister, we're actually going to play Jump right now. Dude, you want to give us any backdrop on the song? Tell us about it a little bit.
Yeah, Jump was basically based off of a viral video from Steve Harvey. Where he was kind of talking about the concept of jumping and having that leap of faith. And I thought that was a really good basis for a song, and I had never really heard that. So it's just kind of a motivational tune, just basically saying, you know, don't live your life on the edge. You got to take that jump, especially, you know, if you're a believer, like if you believe that God is in control. Whenever you feel sort of anxiety about what is your next move, or, you know, something that you really want to do, he's got you. So go ahead and take that jump.
So now we all need to go online and find the viral video for Steve Harvey Jump. I didn't know there was one.
I know exactly what he's talking about.
You know
I saw that.
One?
Yeah, that. Now, Cash, did you, I didn't know, like, does he get up and talk to the audience like that every day on Family Feud or what?
I have no idea, but I'm glad that he did that time.
Yeah,
because then this wouldn't happen. So
it's totally worth listening to. It kind of blew me away because, I mean, he just, it's, I can't remember, it was like 10, 15 minutes, and like he just like lays it out like to the
Family
audience? Feud audience.
Yeah, to the audience. Yeah,
yeah,
and it was it was really good, and it was actually confirmation because I was kind of going through some things. I was kind of scared to, you know, release music. It had been a while and stuff like that. And so I, like maybe 2 weeks after I sort of had this conversation with God about it, I saw the video. And so that was confirmation.
Right on.
Well, let's post it. We'll post that at Radio U Riot, and we'll obviously post this interview later, too. We'll get that up later today. So if you check out Radio U Riot on Facebook, if you've never seen the Steve Harvey Jump thing, we'll post it there. And that was the behind-the-scenes look at where Jump from Cash Hollister came from.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, dude, thank you so much for taking time to talk to us this morning.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me, and thank you guys once again for playing Jump.